Okay, so first we should just do an introduction. I'm Ashley. This is my blog. And who are you?
I'm Ben. I'm Ashley's little brother. But I'm probably, I think I'm taller than you now. I just wanted to say that.
You are taller than me. That's true. You're my
Five,
little
nine, and a half.
5'9" and a half. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think I'm only 5'7". So you got me there. But I wanted to ask you some questions because I just found out from mom, you didn't even tell me this when I asked you about Minecraft. You were the one who asked your teacher if you could do an assignment using Minecraft. The teacher didn't ask you to, right?
Oh, no, she didn't. I asked her.
So, what made you think that Minecraft would be a good tool to use for school? What was your assignment about?
It was about ancient civilizations, and I picked Greece, and I just thought it would be cool to make some of the buildings from there, and I could do it pretty easily, and I could just get the pictures and do it easier on the there than doing it in clay.
Oh,
And I
so
could
other students were doing it in clay. Did everyone else do it in clay?
pretty much. They also did like other things, but like I also thought it would be easier to do other things. Like I only had to do one house, and I did like a whole city, and I put guys inside the houses, and I even made Poseidon because he's a Greek god.
Oh, cool. So you ended up doing a lot more because it was on something that you actually liked using.
And it was faster and I had extra time.
Yeah, for sure. So you did it for ancient civilizations. What grade was that in?
That was last year, but still in Miss Wilson's class because I was in the school class.
Okay, so what grade is that?
Grade six.
Grade six. That's pretty cool. What other things do you think that you could use Minecraft for? We had a really cool presenter come into our class and tell us that she actually uses Minecraft as the teacher, and she creates a whole server where all the students can go in and create, just say, like an ancient civilization together. So you and everyone else in your class would be working together to build this whole world.
Yeah, me and my friend kind of did that. It wasn't for school, but we made a city.
Oh, cool. So, what are some of the things you can do in Minecraft? I've played it a couple times, you know that, but not everyone watching this will have played it.
So there's redstone, which you can make very complicated contraptions with. Like you can make this thing that can convert honey blocks into diamonds.
Wow. And is that something that can happen in real life?
No.
No, but most of the things in Minecraft are quite related to real life. So Minecraft is like this whole world made up of blocks. And if you're searching for diamonds, where might you look?
You look, so there's different co you can turn on coordinates in every world, and diamonds are most likely to spawn in the Y or So if you dig down, there's three sets of coordinates. One coordinate is your I don't remember what the axes are or what they're exactly called, but
Yeah,
there's
like vertical
one that's
axis,
like up
horizontal
to the
axis.
side and like straight and stuff. And when you go down, you have to go down until your second coordinate is at 11 to 12, and that's where diamonds are most likely to spawn.
Yeah, and that's because in the real world, diamonds are quite deep, right?
Yeah. And
Yeah.
also, and like 11 is really close to the Earth's core. So there's zero, which is that bedrock, which you can't mine past because it's too
Oh,
hard.
cool.
And also, if you're in a clay, like if you're in an area like a clay pool underwater, you go to the middle of it, dig out to the side and to the side and dig that middle one. And then you dig down and you just dig down a bunch and then there's an 80% chance that you'll find diamonds or something like
So there's probability too. Have you learned anything about probability?
And like just real life or Minecraft?
Just real life.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I understand the concept and everything. I haven't
Yeah.
really learned it, but
But
there's a
you
lot of probability involved in Minecraft. Like there's a billions and billion, like one in a billion percent chance that you'll find five pig spawners in a cave.
What does that
surrounded
mean?
Surrounded by cobwebs. So there are these boxes that hold like pigs or any mob you want inside them. And there's a like such a low chance of it happening that almost no one's ever seen it.
Cool. And
there's another one where there's just so many. And one of the rarest or the rarest one is, so emeralds are the rarest ore pretty much in the overworld in Minecraft that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
More rare than diamonds. And whenever you find one, it's called, so anytime you find an ore, it's there's veins, certain veins, like how many you get in that one.
Oh,
and the most rare one that ever anyone's ever gotten from emeralds is 14. The most that most people get is one or two.
Vein?
Yeah, like one big square. And there's these things called chunks in Minecraft that makes up the whole world. So one chunk and then another chunk and then another chunk. And you can change the size. But that vein of emeralds went so far that it passed one chunk. And the rarity of that is like getting struck by lightning a million times in real life.
That's pretty crazy. So I wonder if I was your math teacher and I wanted you to do a project on probability, what sort of things do you think you could do with Minecraft to show that? Or, and if you don't want to talk about probability, you could talk about anything in math. Like how would you show area and perimeter? Or what are some fun ideas you have for how you could use Minecraft in a math class?
Well, yeah, Minecraft is actually really mathematical when you think about it, because if you want to make a certain house or a certain redstone thing, redstone is what powers, like, you can make houses that have lights with redstone and everything.
Oh, there's electricity?
Yeah, but
I didn't even know that.
Oh, but like redstone, you can use redstone for a lot of different things in math, but area, you can just measure your area in your house, or like you can get blueprints for your house and then you have to make it in Minecraft.
Yeah,
or like you can get the blueprints for a house in real life and you have to convert that into Minecraft.
Yeah.
Or with probability, you can show charts of how probable, or is that the right word?
Yeah.
How probable it is to find a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rarest thing in Minecraft, the rarest mob is a baby zombie with full like enchanted diamond armor riding a chicken with an enchanted shovel or something like that.
That can happen.
No, basically it can't.
It can.
It's just so rare to happen that it basically can't.
Totally. Yeah. So you could use it for math. You've used it for social studies. How could you use it for art? It is so artistic already. So
yeah, you could just make literally anything.
Yeah.
In creative mode or even in survival mode, but that'd be.
So what is the difference between creative mode and survival mode?
So in creative mode, you get every single resource in the whole world, in the whole Minecraft world.
You just and have like in your resources, in your backpack.
Depending what you're in, if you're on PC, you press E on your keyboard to access your inventory, and then you can see all the blocks, all the weapons, all the enchantments, all the everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in survival, if you're on Xbox, you press what is it? I think it's X. Yeah, you press X and or Y, X or Y. And in PlayStation, you press square.
All right, I have another question, and it's not about Minecraft.
Yeah.
What other games do you play and actually like? Like, I want games that you actually enjoy. What other games do you think that could be useful in a classroom? Like, your coolest teacher ever is going to give you an assignment and you get to use a game. What game is it and why?
Maybe a car racing game.
Oh, yeah. For, like, velocity and...
Yeah.
Yeah?
For science.
Yeah, lots of science.
Oh.
In
there's another virtual reality game where you, like, it's called Job Simulator, and you get a bunch of different jobs
mm-hmm.
that you get to choose from. That could be useful.
Yeah, that could be really fun. We are talking about in my tech class right now. This is for my tech class. We had someone come in and talk a lot about Minecraft, but it made me wonder how to use these sort of things in towns like we grew up in, where maybe we don't have the resource to get everyone in the school Minecraft, you know? I was brainstorming, trying to think of ways to do it if we don't have the resources. What sort of games could you do, you know?
Like online games?
Or even just in the classroom, like things that are a little bit techier that are a good time.
There's a game that's online and I can't think of what it's called right now, but it's about like wizards and stuff, and it's for school, and it's meant for like younger people, I'm pretty sure. And you can level up your character, and each time you fight, you like do either math questions, science questions, social studies, LA, English, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And that's something that you can just log on to the school computer and do?
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah, that's awesome. Maybe yeah. I'll have to get you to send me a list of things that you've experienced in school, because it was a long time ago when I was in grade 6 or 5. I don't remember having a lot of options in how I demonstrate my learning. But I think that's something as a teacher that I really want to do. I want to make sure students can show what they learned in a however they want. I want students yeah. like that class where people made clay buildings for ancient yeah. civilizations. How cool would it have been if everyone did it differently, you know?
Well, everyone kind of did do it differently, but most people picked clay.
Yeah.
For my first thing, I picked clay and I made a mini little pizza oven that would work. It would just like you can make a little tiny pizza. It was about this big and it would for sure work.
Yeah. That's exciting. That's the thing, is that I think you need a balance. You need a balance of having students be able to show it how they want, and you need a balance of fun, and you need a balance of learning. Yeah. And that's where it gets tricky.
Yeah. And we had to, of course, research a bunch about it too and do other things other than just like sculptures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those were just two of our presentation things. It was actually so fun. We had to make an article of clothing. We had to make a tool. We had to make a building. And one more thing, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember what that was. But I was done the project first because I had a lot of free time to just do all of it.
And because you enjoyed it, right?
Oh, yeah. We also had to make an art piece from that time.
Oh, cool. Like recreate one that really exists, or make one based on the style?
Based on the style that like you made up.
Yeah.
Or you could just take a reference picture, maybe. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah. You could even do that in Minecraft, hey?
Yeah.
Like pixel art?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember when I was playing with you, there's that feature where you can go up in the sky and look down at yeah. everything from above. And I was thinking, how cool would that be to treat the land as sort of a canvas to make pixel art from above with?
Oh, I've done that before. And done that with a bunch of different materials. And that reminds me, it's not really related to it, but I think it was fun. I spent like a week trying to cover my whole world with TNT. Not my whole world, because it's an infinite world, but like I covered 3 mountains and like all the land around it. And then at the end, I obviously blew it up.
So you're one of the build to destroy type of Minecraft players?
Only with that.
Yeah.
I like to experiment.
That's a really fun experiment.
I've made even like stuff with a drawbridge, kind of.
Yeah.
Pistons. So there's these pistons. So there's pistons and there's sticky pistons. Pistons push something out. Like there's a block right here and the piston will push it. and sticky pistons will push it and pull it back.
So you can make mechanics?
Yeah. So with the sticky pistons, you put like two sticky pistons or however many you want, and two sticky pistons or however many you want on that side too. And then you put a block there. That's like the same material that your like cave or whatever your house is in. So like it doesn't look like there's a door there. And then you go over something, like you go over a, what's it called? You go over a pressure plate that is connected to redstone that also connects to all the pistons. Mm-hmm. And then, or that's connected to a repeater, which is this, I'm not going to get into details, or a redstone torch or a redstone block. Mm-hmm. So those will all power it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even a jukebox or like a note box. I'm pretty sure that works as a conductor too.
What would you say to someone who hears this and says, that sounds overwhelming. There's so many things you can do in the game. I'm never going to touch it. How would you get them to try?
I would just tell them that it's like full of, you can build anything from a castle to just a whole like city and a whole world. And you can just, it's not that hard to do. You can just go into creative if you want to, and then you can take any material and you can just place it. You can start from, or you can go on survival and you can adventure the whole world. And if you don't like the mobs and all the bad mobs that'll hurt you.
Like the monsters?
Yeah, you just put it in peaceful mode and you can adventure forever because your hunger doesn't go away.
So there's a peaceful mode, even if you want to be in survival mode.
Yeah.
That is super, super cool. I know a little bit about Minecraft because I used to play it when I was younger, but it's changed a lot since.
It's changed a lot. I remember when we used to play it on the iPad.
Yeah, on the iPad, and I'd go to friends' houses and I'd make these big, crazy worlds. And what I really loved about it is that I felt really immersed in it. Like you can kind of get lost in that world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love that about it. Well, thank you so much for telling me a little bit about it. I'd love it if you could send me some screenshots, and I'm going to stop recording and we can have a little chat after.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Finn.
Yeah.
All right.